Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's any area of our state that could be identified as an economic powerhouse, Charleston would certainly qualify. What can the business activity there tell us about our state as a whole? Well, here to help us, Frank Heffner, Director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. And he joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston. Frank, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about Charleston first. What's going on down there? It seems like the economy is just on fire, and it has been for a while.
Well, it's a great city, and I think everyone's recognized that. And, you know, in the last 100-odd years, it's had a tradition of surviving various events, Navy base closure, hurricanes, floods, Great Recession, and each time it's come back better than it was before. We have a unique economy here. It's very resilient. Of course, you can talk about tourism, yes, clearly, but manufacturing, and definitely, since the Navy base is closed, we are clearly a manufacturing environment. And remember, when we say Charleston, we're talking about the entire Tri-County area. That's a pretty broad swath of the coastal area of South Carolina.
And I know most people do indeed think of Charleston as a big tourist market, but then you mentioned manufacturing, which even with Boeing and Volvo, I still think people don't really identify manufacturing with Charleston.
We have a lot of smaller ones, 20-person companies, 50-person companies that engage in various kind of manufacturing activities. I bumped into someone on a flight one time, and I said, "What do you make? Do they make flight simulators?" And I thought, "Really, where?" And I identified a location kind of out in the boonies, what used to be the boonies. There are no boonies anymore in the metropolitan area, so what used to be the boonies. And I said, "How big is your firm?" He's about 45, and we contract with the Air Force. Never knew anything about them. And so I think that's kind of the unusual feature about us also. Because you don't quite see them on the highway like you do when you're going into Greenville, for example. You see a lot of foreign companies headquartered there. You don't quite see that as much, although now, of course, you see Boeing, you see the Volvo, you see the new industrial park that's being built, and you see large-scale housing developments.
And so would you say, then, that as Charleston goes, so goes the state?
No, not quite. I mean, yes, we're booming, but the entire state is not quite booming. It's doing quite well. I mean, the latest figures on gross domestic product place us 41st in the nation in terms of first quarter growth. So that becomes the issue. So I think, yes, Charleston is booming, and it is pulling the state along with it, along with Greenville-Spartanburg. But clearly the state needs to see some other activity. Although, in general, we've got a very low unemployment rate. We've had solid, robust employment growth. So it's a pretty healthy economy we're looking at.
Any concerns on the horizon? We are hearing some economists telling us that things are slowing down around the world.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be dismal. We're supposed to be pessimists. And I certainly share in that sentiment a lot of times. I can always find a reason why things aren't going to quite work as well. But every time I say that, I have to recall that the U.S. economy is more resilient than we realize. So, yes, there are a lot of policy uncertainties going on in the world. We know that other countries are slowing down. I've always wondered why those countries were actually growing because of the various institutional features they have in their countries, labor laws, regulations. Yeah, why was it even growing in the first place was my surprise. The fact that it's slowing down is not a surprise. So, yes, there is concern. The IMF came out with a recent downgrading of growth worldwide. Not too sure that that's going to translate into problems for the United States, and certainly not for South Carolina or the Charleston metropolitan area. Airport traffic, banner year again. People are flying in and out. Port traffic, containers going in and out. So there's obviously a lot of activity.
And so we've kind of taken the concerns du jour in stride, the worries about tariffs, trade, interest rates.
Well, yes, you know, you can worry about it. But I think what happens is, you know, most people going about their jobs aren't watching the news constantly, which is a good thing.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for the update and for your time.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
Frank Hefner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston in Charleston, South Carolina, and we will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can hear this show again and subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.